Let me ask you, first of all, what attracted you to this particular job?
Well, I was very interested in learning of some of the health status indicators or health issues that the residents of Louisville metro area face, and looking, being able to look at some of that data preliminarily and just being excited about the opportunity to come to a jurisdiction that's has leadership that's committed to moving issues related to health disparities and health inequities forward, and being able to do it in a manner that helps to address some of those social determinants of health. It was also exciting to have the opportunity to work with academic partners as well, and not just on the public health department side.
Yeah, along those lines, you will be a member of the faculty of the University of Louisville, correct?
Correct.
And is this something that you've done previously?
Sure. I've held academic positions previously at the University of Maryland School of Medicine and the Department of Family and Community Medicine, and I currently hold the position of Senior Deputy Director in the District of Columbia's Department of Health.
Tell us a little bit about that position, the position you hold now. What do you do there?
I have a very comprehensive scope of responsibilities here in D.C., which include the Community Health Administration, which many of our maternal and child health programs, our perinatal and infant health programs, nutrition and physical fitness, cancer and chronic disease prevention, pharmaceutical procurement and distribution, as well as primary care access, so dealing with how people access the healthcare system are part of our Community Health Administration. I've also had roles in the health department, such as medical director for emergency preparedness, and, pardon me, as well as overseeing our data collection division, our State Center for Health Statistics here in D.C.
As I'm sure you probably know, we have many health challenges here in Louisville. A lot of the folks have obesity-related illness, a high smoking rate. Are these things that you've dealt with in D.C. as well?
Unfortunately, yes. And I say unfortunately because it's many of the same problems that we have here in D.C. are represented in the Louisville metro area. The fortunate part is, having had experience in many of those areas, it won't be new terrain for me in Louisville. So we have worked very aggressively here in D.C. as it relates to tobacco use, especially among youth and minority populations, and looking at issues related to obesity and how to change environments so that individuals are able to make healthier choices.
Any specific programs or initiatives, I know it's early in the process, that you'd like to bring with you to Louisville?
Well, I think that there's a great foundation already there in terms of the Center for Health Equity, which was already established, as well as the Mayor's Healthy Hometown Initiative. Being able to build off of those two programs, as well as some of the recent Communities Putting Prevention to Work efforts, will be the initial focus of my tenure there. And as I work very closely with the staff to identify new emerging areas and new emerging trends, we'll be able to design interventions and programs in that regard as well.
Tell me a little bit more about your appointment at University of Louisville. This is the School of Public Health?
Correct. It's the School of Public Health and Health Sciences. It's a faculty appointment there. I'll have some responsibilities in terms of helping to develop the next cadre of public health professionals in terms of some teaching responsibilities as well as mentorship there.
So when will you be joining us?
I will be joining you all in the middle of July.
Congratulate you and welcome you to Louisville, and we look forward to meeting you.
All right. Thank you so much, Rick.